couldn't help but notice you're in a difficult spot there. Is that how humans are living these days? No, I've seen them in caves, and then at some point you guys learned how to take sticks and rocks and stuff, and you made these things called bricks, and now, frankly, you're taking over the place with those ugly, hideous, huge buildings, but, Well, I don't know how you guys are living these days, but I did notice it doesn't look like you can get out of there. Really? What are you, level one, Hunter? You should remember where your own traps are. Well, I could land. I could. That's an option. But where? Would you like me to set the forest on fire and have Smokey the Bear coming after me? It's the only way that I'm going to have a clear place to land, and I don't see any reason for the trees to die to save you. Fine. Okay. If I transform, I can just... there we go. Oof. Ah, tight spaces. Never get used to them. Okay, no, there's some vines up here. There. No, too short. No, I can transform again, and just maybe if I throw my tail down, you can scurry up it. Fine. Okay. All right. I'll transform again. Anything for the helpless human. Am I doing this? There we go. Oh, whoa, okay. Oof. Well, I'm going to have branches in my scales for freaking days now. Okay. There you go. Well, legs broke. I'm not a nurse. I don't know how to help you with a broken leg. Just, Grab onto the plate right there, my tail, hold tight, and there you go. Now you're on good old terra firma. All right, adios. So what could you possibly want? Well, I mean, survival of the fittest or Darwinism, whatever. You know, you broke your own leg falling into your own trap. Yeah, there's dangerous stuff out there, but just, like, you're a hunter. Shouldn't you be able to fend for your... Well, start a fire and warm yourself. Oh, you're right. You will burn the whole forest down. Fine. Hold on. No, I'm going to set you on my back, and you can just lay there, and I'll just flap slowly. There you go. Well, I'm sorry. I forgot to carry my human saddle today. Sorry to be an inconvenience. All right. Well, now that I'm your scaly reptilian air Uber, where are we going? So you don't have a home. You want me to get you out of the forest, but you don't have a home. Okay. No worries. No, just... This whole day is beginning to make sense, you know? Just flying over to go scare the crap out of some villagers. Village? Is that yours? The one that's on the other side of the river? Yeah? Okay. Yeah, I was just going to go scare the crap out of them, see if I can find anything shiny and pretty, and take it back to my place. Did I not just tell you that I'd like to scare the crap out of humans? Well, occasionally from time to time something bad happens, but, you know, little fire, brimstone. It's not intentional. I just want to take their gold and silver stuff, and oh, sometimes they have really pretty gems. So gorgeous. And anywho, you want to go back to my place? All right. No, this is fun. This is a different experience. Let's go. Okay. Here. It's just over there. You see that mountain? I'm pointing to... Listen here. Look at these claws. They're absolutely freaking massive. And when I point someplace, you shouldn't be able to... Well, I'm sorry that that was your job. You should have held on to your glasses. I can tell you where we're going. We're not going to have any more. So, yep, there. Just a little short ride over. Well, no, there's about 12 villages that are a decent ride, and I like to alternate, you know? Go to once a month so they have enough time to rebuild and get their stuff. They're so silly. They just keep rebuilding. Humans are, I don't know, interesting little fascinating creatures. Okay. No, I don't like to go into big cities. They have, like, planes and artillery and anti-aircraft, and apparently they think they need to use anti-aircraft on dragons. So, Dorcases. Okay, here we go. What? Well, of course I get Wi-Fi up here. Why would I not? Why would I want to go without the modern conveniences that humans have? Well, no, I can just use some different... I don't need to reveal all my secrets to you. There are absolutely ways for my kind to convince humans to hook up a flat-screen TV. Why, yes, that is a four-post bed. I want to feel like a princess sometimes. Well, yes, that is my... I have a human form. See, hold on. There we go. Oh. See, that was a lot easier. Oh, look at those branches everywhere. Well, at least they're out of my scales for now. That was getting itchy. Oh, was there poison ivy? Fuck it. Okay, so yeah, this is a place. This is where I like to lay down sometimes when I like to pretend to be human, you know, cosplaying. And then that's where my big, really comfy bed is. And, it's so nice. Coals. Yes, those are coals. Keeps it nice and toasty. You know, you like to lay on a bed of coal. You don't? Oh, that would cook you, wouldn't it? Not me. It's fun. Then, yes. Yes, that is a 90-inch television. Yeah. I gotta be able to watch ESPN. What? All dragonborn love sports. Are you kidding me? Football fan. Mm-hmm. Absolutely love football. How do you not love football? We're going to have to change that. Well, no, I don't mean anything by it. It's just I think everyone should love football. Anyways, this is my closet where I like to keep any kind of human clothes if I have to go, you know, dabble with the riffraff. And here's my treasure room. Isn't it pretty? Oh, that's right. So beautiful. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's it's and what's it galore. You don't like Disney? Lord, you need to get with it in these modern times. Disney Plus, mwah, chef's kiss, Hamilton. Oh, I can sing every song from it. Well, no. Well, I have lots of different subscriptions. Crunchyroll? Yes. It is fascinating. Did you know there's a group of humans out there that think we don't exist but wished we exist and make awesome videos about us, wondering what it'd be like? And then I get to, it's so meta. I get to watch the humans wish that we exist while watching the humans exist. It's so great. In fact, that's why I moved here. I wanted to be close to some of the producers, and I made myself become friends with them so I can give them inspiration and then go watch them take some of my really popular escapades and turn them into anime form. Mm, it's great. Why are you smirking? Well, it's easy, because once I go drop you back wherever you want to go, even if you did tell them all about this, no one's going to believe you. Also, no one's coming up here. No, not at all. I have all kinds of friends that, you know, have other powers, and they protect us and scare the humans away so they never come anywhere near here. Perfectly protected. But about that foot, it does look pretty bad. How long were you down there? Days. Food. I do keep some human treats around. You know, sometimes it's fun to actually pretend to be a human. I can't actually eat them, but I like to have them here so I can have a little tea party with my dragonborn friends. Oh yeah, there's like six of us up here. Come on now. Look, I just got this new shipment. It's so cute. We were watching an unboxing video and I just had to see what it looked like and smell it. I love the different smells from across the world. Try that. I think that's called chips. They're from a place called Lay's. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wonderful. Okay, well, I'm glad you're familiar. There you go. And I mean, dragons drink water. I don't know why people think we can't drink water. Just because we're fire breathing, gotta stay hydrated. So there is some Aquafina over there. Knock yourself out. Well, the Pepsi company likes to bottle our water and take it out of our springs. So I just figured I can knock over a few of their trucks and take it right back. It's mine after all, right? Possession's 9/10 of the law. Go ahead, drink up. No, I don't know anything about human medicine. My veterinarian is amazing, but I don't think she treats humans. But she might be able to come over and at least give some basic first aid until and get you work operational until you can get to a human doctor. Yeah, no, you can absolutely rest here. I will just go call her. You might want to cover your ears. You know what? There's some noise canceling headphones. What? I like to try the things that humans have, okay? Y'all guys are fascinating. Trust me, if humans knew that they could contact us and try the things that we have, they would do it. Why is the reverse not okay? Wait, are you speciesist? No, I'll let it go since you haven't met one of us, but there's a lot of things you have to learn. That could be very, very, very insulting. I'm pretty chill though. Anyways, here you go. Put those on. They're Beats by Dre. Dre? Dr. Dre? Come on, did you forget about Dre? Come on, put the headphones on. Okay. Did you hear anything? No, take them off. Take up. There you go. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, no, I just roared so the veterinarian will come. She knows that roar. No? Well, I didn't want to blow your eardrums out, you know. I don't want to. Why have her treat an additional thing? Okay, well. You wait here, and I don't know. Maybe we can put on, your hunter. We can put on a Western channel. They're kind of boring, but you know, maybe that's what you're into. No, you like anime too? All right, well, don't go buying anything extra. That premium content, they don't exactly take Dragonborn credits with Crunchyroll. Well, no, I just use the logins of my human friend. Listen here. Okay, stop. You are nosy, nosy one. Enjoy your food, and I am going to go get some work done. Well, someone's got to go to the village. The veterinarian will probably be in about an hour. I can go pick up some nice, cute, shiny things while she's gone. All right. All right. If she shows up before me, don't talk to her. Don't talk to her. She probably won't see you, which is a good thing at first. And I'll be back shortly. Well, no, she tends to eat people. But again, it takes her a while to get here every time. I'm not too concerned. And if you do get scared, there is that little chest over there. And it's where I put a lot of my really big valuables, but there's nothing in it right now. So, well, no, I had to rearrange my closet. You are very chatty. Hop in there, and again, she's older, she's kind of blind, she won't be able to see you. It'll buy you a good like 30 minutes, which I won't be 30 minutes. Okay, I'll see you soon. Bye. Hey guys, still doing the 100 stories in 100 days. I'm not counting the days I couldn't get stories out due to weather and no power. So I think that we're actually on to 20. We're almost 20% of the way there. This is crazy. Thank you guys. This was fun. I like playing slightly unchanged characters. Patreon will be out by the end of the week. A lot of you guys have been asking about it. I'm dragging my feet absolutely because it's just foreign concept to me. Anywho, if you guys are a member of the Discord, feel free to come chat with me. It's been really, really fun. Absolutely loving it. My email, if you want to get a commission, is absolutely in the description box below. Hit me up and we can discuss what you would like for me to make for you. Anyways, guys, this has been Xena Alexander, aka Messed Up Stories. And we're taking a week off from the Rise of Renzor series that does come back on Sunday. Tomorrow is a very, very interesting story. I'm actually kind of excited, but I think you guys are going to be scared of me. It's fine. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.